So here we go again this week. Last week we had technical glitches which resulted in Team Spirit not being aired. But we are back with a bang. Pretty Ugly. I don't know if you know that name. It's the guy who was floored by one Casper Nyovest in the first round. People were still, some were still trying to get out their cameras, get ready, action. Gee, before they knew it, it was all over. It reminded people of Mike Tyson, the legendary Mike Tyson, what he used to do in those first rounds. But I'm not sure if this is boxing or another form of boxing. Well, welcome to yet another episode of Team Spirit podcast, brought to you proudly by City Press. Manchester United, Manchester City, some of us had... I'm not sure what, if I can say this word, but it was a terrible weekend, especially when if you're coming from the red side of Manchester, because we were annihilated. Although we beat them 2-1 in the second half. But I guess what matters is the final score. But for today, or for this week, what I want to talk about is more about the Antilles. Last week we were talking about Antile Mpisane after his cameo appearance for Royal AM in their win over Kaizer Chiefs in the Makufe Cup. My partner in crime, Trumpis, did say that he's the chairman, he's the bus driver, he's the captain, and he hoisted the trophy. What he needs now is to retire. So this week, another Andile was trending. Not Andile Isingqobo, but Andile Jali. After he was floored at the game in Orlando Stadium, the game, the MTN 8 between Orlando Pirates and Mamelodi Sundowns. But as always, I'm not alone. I'm with my main man, Trumpis Daniel Mutwahai, Nike Mita Trumpis, a.k.a. the 12th man.
Dumela Spirit, and as always, thanks for having me on this platform. And as you know, it's all about sport, 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 and nothing but sport.
Has Jali recovered from that fall?
Hey! By the way, by Vitankanako rugby, it would have been from a spear tackle. So, yeah, I can imagine, you know, falling as awkward like Jali did. Yo, I'm sure it must be taking some doing to recover. Also, looking at this quite a nice and heavy frame.
Yeah, I saw Twitter had a feast. There were so many memes from that incident. But this is what makes football interesting, entertaining, and a billions game for everyone. There's one person called Bernardino. I'm not sure if you've heard about him. His name is Victor Gomes. He was also trending after four red cards in Sunday's game, MTN 8, between Kaizer Chiefs and AmaZulu. Is he a drama king, or he's just applying the law to the latter?
Well, there's two sides of Gomez. Yes, it's right to apply the laws of the game. And then it's another total different case to be overzealous, the way he often does when he sort of tend to steal the show and want to be the center of attraction. And that's what happened in the AmaZulu game. I mean, yes, we've had interviews with Victor before saying even if it was 2 seconds in the game, someone commits a foul or do something that violates the laws of the game, he'll immediately send you off. But if you remember the great Luigi Collina, who's now the boss of referees at FIFA, often said, you know, during his career, nothing was cast in stone or the laws of the game book, because sometimes you just need common sense to apply and don't spoil the game in any way, because at the end of the day, you are there to entertain the fans.
But looking, you're trying to dissect those red cards. I saw the Zulu one, second yellow card, deservedly so. I think he had no choice but to send him packing.
Yes, for sure. I would agree. You know, that elbow there, it was a deliberate swinging of the elbow and definitely a foul. And to some degree, I will agree with you that the first one was a bit harsh. Yes, he's sort of a player that sort of always swing his arms across his opponents. But this time around, the opponents was way behind his blind spot and he couldn't really see him to say he deliberately shoved the player or sort of elbowed him to warrant that first yellow card.
And then the Mango one, something says to me, Mango's body language says he did something and he knew with what was coming because he never protested like everyone else did. That was for dissent. It must have been something that he had said. But mind you that was not the referee's call. It was the fourth official's call because he's the one who called Victor Gomes to say, I've got a problem here on the bench. What did you make of that one?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, whether Mhango was wrong or not, I think it was all because of, Victor Gomez's whole conduct during the game to be trying to, well, some would say he was bullying players, you know, trying to be the center of attraction. And I think he's the one who actually raised the emotion to the levels in which he did. And yes, for sure, it was the fourth official's consultation with the ref that led to that red card. And I think but he's the one who raised the ire, really, among the benches of the two teams.
Knowing that football is an emotional sport, do you think our referees know anything to do with man management? Because man management is a skill. You need to control emotions. They are always high. It's a contact sport. It's an emotional sport. This is football. And I believe that we need men managers, just like coaches. They are no longer called coaches in Europe. They are called managers because they need to deal with the psychological aspect of players as well. Do you think this is what is missing from our match officials?
Yes, man management skills, it's a must to have, especially when you deal with an environment that involves a team sport like soccer. And I think for Victor, for someone who's highly rated, someone who's in the FIFA panel, and remember he's going to the FIFA World Cup in Qatar this November, December, he should be doing better, but instead of improving in his game, sometimes I think he's deviating a bit. Your self-spirit, you once wrote in your column, remember that incident with Mo Salah during the AFCON final in February where, you know, he really wanted that picture with Mo Salah as if he's handing him the whistle and the cards. But, that's not the way to go. Man management skills, it's a must in this game.
So imagine if Mo Salah had taken the whistle and the cards from him, what would have happened?
Yeah, that would have been a Paluka moment of some sort. Because remember, even today, we still have that picture. Yes, it's iconic, but it has also become, social media's meme collection.
Yeah, he was also criticized for what he did at the final. And this is someone who's going to the World Cup to represent South Africa in Qatar. What would be your advice to him?
I think Victor needs to slow down a bit. Yes, you'd say he's a strict referee. And remember earlier, I mentioned the great Colina. He has done quite a good job, you know, on the international stage. But, as much as he was a strict referee, Colina, he was not as overzealous as Vic. So my advice for Vic is to, you know, take it easy, man. We know you are Mr. Rev. You want to set the trends. You rev with your collar popped up. You've got those tattoos and stuff. Take it easy, Gomes.
Enough of Victor Gomes before people accuse us of being going for him. Saturday, we saw Sundowns for the first time not having a shot at goals. Are the wheels coming off? You saw they scored the last minute against AmaZulu. to win that game. They scored in the last minute against Chiba United to win their game. They've been struggling so far this season. What do you make of their performance so far?
Well, there's just one word on Sundowns: pressure, pressure, and nothing but pressure. You know, sometimes, remember, I even said it before on this platform that as a coach, sometimes, yes, you'll have the material, you have all sorts of quality that is at disposal for Mangoba Mngiti and his technical staff, but sometimes it can be too overwhelming, and I think that's what sometimes tend to be holding Sundowns back. You have all these superstars, but, you know, if they don't leak, forget it, nothing will happen for you. And remember, this is the second game, I think, since their game against TS Galaxy, where they lost, where they finished the game without scoring. And, it's also been a long time that we've seen Sundowns being involved in a goalless draw. It dates back to February that previous season, when they played, I think, El Merrick in the Champions League. Their game at Loftus finished goalless. So, yeah, I think pressure is also following them big time now.
But shouldn't we be giving credit to other clubs to say for the first time in many seasons, they are now coming to the party, and which is good. It's good for football that they're giving Sundowns a run for their money, unlike for them to just walk all over everybody and win it like there's no competition.
Yes, you are right. Gone are the days when, I mean, we even lost count how many Sundowns have gone and beaten before they really suffered their first loss in a competitive match. And it's good that, you know, you look at who beat them. You look at the teams like TS Galaxy, who were fighting relegation last season. They beat Sundowns convincingly. The time when they played Sekhukhune, who came back from the game to equalize, they also proved that Sundowns can be beaten with their star-studded side. So it's really good for our league not to be a one-sided event.
Will it be good for our league? Jomo Sono is gone. We are soon going to forget about him. Now another stalwart, Black Leopards boss David Tidiela, really, really struggling in the National First Division.
Hey, dear boy, I'm in that division, Shanko. The only thing that is changing is the name, you know, the official name of the league from Glad Africa. Now, Motsepe Foundation Championship. I see, yes, Mr. Tidiela, 5 games, 1 win, and he lost 4. Plays 15 in the standings. It really shows already, as they call it, Kikosa team. But big ups to Tex. They showed us that coming closer last season for promotion was never really a fluke. They've got something going on there, some nice records since they started the league. You know, one of the unbeaten teams after 5 games. And I'm not surprised that they are leading standings currently.
And finally, the Eagle has landed. Pito and his team are in Saudi Arabia as we speak. Quickly, what do you make of them?
Yeah, you see, the thing about Pito, I mean, you see how well received he is by, you know, those teams. His reception is always something of extraordinary, so it really shows the respect that the man commands outside of our shores. And I mean, as a South African, I can only wish him all the best of luck there, because it's all about representing South Africa than seeing Pito as an individual. And because not many of our coaches are coaching outside of our borders.
So while Pito will be making the ching ching to the ching ching to the pocket, we'll wish him luck to say represent us well. He's an ambassador of the country, like you're saying, not only him, but with his backroom staff. For now, I think this is where we need to leave it. But don't forget that they will be bringing you this and more of the hits and misses, all the predictions from the sporting fields every week. So, as our loyal listener, please simply visit our website, citypress.co.za, for more sporting stories, and join the conversation on all our social media platforms. Nkhonne Remutwahai, ke o lebohile ra.
Ke go leboge nkgonne, and I really can't leave this platform without really condemning what happened in Indonesia. That was one of the biggest tragedies in football. 125 fans dying there is never really a good picture for football. I just hope FIFA and the local authority in Indonesia will deal with all the culprits who really created that stampede. May, their souls rest in peace, those who perished, and speedy recovery to the multitudes who got injured.
It looks like we'll be talking more about these things because, once again, the police force have been accused of not acting within the prescript of the law when they shot those tear gases. But like you say, may their souls rest in peace.